Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We're going to start a new series, and the next few days and weeks we'll be teaching on the good fight of faith. If you want to know what is required to walk and fight this good fight of faith that Paul was talking to Timothy about, just stay with us and listen, and we will tell you and teach you how this thing works. At the end of the program, you'll hear some numbers of how to get this teaching free in its entirety.
Don't have a clue what she can do with it. But after hearing a healing school, she comes forth and tells me, she said, "Look, Thurman, I sinned. I didn't really realize what I'd done was such great sin. But," she said, "I want to confess my sin before the Lord, and I believe with all my heart that He'll heal me when I confess my sin." So Cheryl Anderson, which has been up and told her testimony many times, that's why I tell it, that day she come up and repented a year and a half ago. I commanded that demon to leave and for her to be healed in the name of Jesus. And guess what? She was instantly healed. I mean, boy, is she a happy camper. When I had her on a radio show with me, I said, "Michelle, if you had known when you were 24 years old that when you went to bed with that boy out of wedlock, you was going to get a demon, I said, you'd have thought at least twice before you done it, wouldn't you?" She said, "No. I wouldn't have no thinking about it." She said, "There ain't no way I'd ever do anything like that. Never." Now, I didn't have any idea what the consequences were for sin. But see, there's a consequence for sin. And most people are not taught that your sickness and disease is a consequence of your sin. Nobody who is sick wants to know, "I'm sick because I've sinned." But I got news for you. That's why. You have to find out what the reason is. Just like the other night, and I don't know if this lady's here tonight or not, or today, but she might be. I don't remember. But the other day, standing right there, other night, a man and a woman came up here, and she asked me to pray for her. I said, "What's wrong with you?" She said, "I've got problems in my heart, my chest. I feel like I'm having a heart attack." I said, "Do you have all your sins confessed?" She said, "I think so." I said, "Man, you can't think. You got to know." She said, "Well, okay, I've got them all confessed." I looked over to her husband. He said, "I've been coming to this church a while. I know I got mine all confessed." He said, "I knew that was going to be the first question you asked me." I said, "Okay, I'll pray for you." And Wendell was standing right beside me, and I reached over and went to touch her on the shoulders, and the second I just barely touched her, I just jumped back like I'd been shocked. And I said, "You got unforgiveness." That was a word of knowledge that came to me from the Holy Spirit. He would not let me touch her in the name of Jesus. Just like that, I was knocked off of her. I said, "Man, you got unforgiveness towards someone." She said, "Yes." I said, "Who is it?" She said, "My husband." I said, "You know you got to forgive him." She said, "I don't think I can." I said, "Ma'am, it's an act of your will. You willed to love him. Now you can will to forgive him." And I said, "What you need to know, this will make it a lot easier. If you don't forgive him, you can't go to heaven." She said, "What do you mean?" I said, "The Father said in many places in His Word that if we do not forgive our brothers from our heart, neither will He forgive us." I said, "So if God does not forgive you for your sins between your brothers and sisters here on earth, if He does not forgive you, do you think He's going to let you in your heaven, in His heaven?" She said, "I never thought about it like that." Well, it's time we thought about it like that, because that's what the Word says. And so then she said, "Well, okay, I need to forgive him." I said, "Yes, you do." And so she said, "I don't know how to pray a prayer. Would you pray it with me?" And so I did. Prayed the prayer of faith for her. And she quoted every word I said. And at the end of the prayer, I said, "Now, did you mean everything I said?" She said, "Yes, I do." I said, "Good." And then the Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, "She's healed." And I said, "Oh, your pain's gone." She took a couple of deep breaths and just fell on my chest crying. She said, "It's gone." Isn't God awesome? Amen. He's awesome. I mean, He wants to heal His children. He healed us 2,000 years ago, but we won't let Him because of our sins. And that lady was instantly healed, all because she just confessed her sin. Do you think the King really loves us? I think He really does. He really, really does. Wow. He's awesome. You will never know who you really are until you're born again. You don't even know you are a spirit until you're born again. And the answer to man's problem exists in the spiritual realm. A lost man is liable to do or say anything because he has a fallen nature. Now see, this divine nature that we become partakers of when we get saved, that's what changes us. If God were to just forgive our sins, then we'd have a second history. And if he were to forgive them again, we'd have a third history. Because once he forgive all of mine and your sins, we'd go out and do the same things we've been doing. We'd not change. But when God saves you and takes you out of the kingdom of darkness and gives you a new nature, this old wicked couple of boys that are here on the front seat, that used to be old wicked, young wicked boys, are now two new creatures in Christ, just as if they'd never sinned, and God is using these two young men in a mighty way to bring people into the kingdom, teach his word, and heal the sick. But just think, just 9 months ago, this young man here was a wicked sinner. And I don't even have to tell you all the wicked things he done, because he knows he don't even want me to tell you. And this young boy here, I've told you some of his 2 years ago, but both of them were wicked young sinners. But when they come to Christ, they become new creatures in Christ. And you never thought, Adam, never in your life did you ever think that God would be able to use you to teach his word and to lay hands on the sick.
No way.
But just think, he could use anybody if he could use you and me, right?
That's right.
Amen. Praise the King. Are we grateful for that? Wow, what God can do when he cleans us up and makes us the righteousness of God in Christ. Wow. Now then, as Paul had all that problem contending with his flesh, I'm telling you, it was just awesome what happened. And now then, I want us to really go over here to understanding who we are in Christ. We're now born again. We're children of God. We need some things. So in Romans 10:17, the Word of God says, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. This is where we miss it. We've got to get into the Word. You've got to come to a church where somebody preaches the Word. That preaches what you can do, who you are, and the things you can do in the name of Jesus. Because most people, unfortunately, are like I was. Although I didn't consider myself by no means to be a lazy sluggard, but I was when it came to the Word of God. I mean, I could go out and work 10 or 12 or 14 hours a day from can to can, but when it comes to the Word of God, I mean, well, I'll get that tomorrow night or the next night. Oh, well, I'm going to go to church next Sunday, you know, and so I get a 45-minute Bible study, although we talk about, you know, we eat donuts and drink juice and stuff, and, you know, and we may get 15 minutes of teaching before it's all over. I mean, that's sad. That's really sad. But at best, all you can get is an hour. And very few classes, when you come in, they say, okay, folks, sit down, it's the Word of God time. Let's hit it. Let's get in the Word. Let's start reading it. No, but we ain't had our donuts and coffee yet. Forget that. You can do that at home. We're going to eat here. That's just like Dr. Tim made it, told me the other day. He came up here in April of last year, and he's a Church of Christ. And they brought about 8 or 10 of the Church of Christ from Gatesville up here, because when John called, he said, Thurman, I've been listening to you on the radio, and he said, you teach the Word of God like I believe it, but he said, it's a little different than what we believe it in my church. And I said, well, okay. He said, could we come to your healing school? He said, we're Church of Christ. I said, John, I don't care who you are. I don't care if you're lost, saved, or whatever you are. I said, sure, come on. So they came up, and then after we sat and talked about God's Word all afternoon like this, and then they stayed 4 more hours and asked me questions, Dr. Tim Maynard went back home, and that night, the next night, Sunday, at the 5 o'clock prayer meeting, their youth leader and his wife had been trying to have a baby for years, and the doctors had told both of them they had a problem, so there wasn't neither one of them be able to have children. And Dr. Tim Maynard said, do you two still want to have a baby? And they said, yes. He said, praise God, I'm full of faith today. He said, I just come back from healing school yesterday, and for hours that man beat the Word of God in me. He said, John 14:13 says, anything I ask the Father in the name of Jesus, he'll do it for you. He said, I'm going to ask the Father in the name of Jesus to give you two a baby. He said, I guarantee it's done because God made you the promise. He said, now you two go home and do what you're supposed to do to get pregnant.
Hallelujah.
And guess what happened? That girl, about 30 days later, called Dr. Tim. He was telling us this the other day when we were down there. He said, about 30 days later, she called and said, Dr. Tim, I just done one of those self-pregnancy tests, and I believe I'm pregnant. He said, ma'am, you don't do it at 6 o'clock in the afternoon. He said, you do it at 6 o'clock in the morning. Oh, she said, okay. He said, well, you know, call me in the morning. If it's still positive, call me. You come in, we'll do a test. 6:02, his phone rang. It's positive. He said, okay, come in. He called me last night and said, the baby's supposed to be born in January the 4th, but last night, She went into labor, and the baby's coming. He said, sometime by the day at the healing school or whatever, he said, they will have a baby. Is God awesome or is he awesome? Now, that's a couple that could been told by doctors that neither one of them would be able to bring forth a child. And yet one crazy Church of Christ doctor, I mean, a man of God. Now, it don't make a difference, Church of Christ, Methodist, Baptist, what it is. That man believed the promises of God, and he told them that I guarantee, because God made the promise, you're going to get pregnant. And it's done. And so, I mean, but his faith was high. And so he spoke God's word. And guess what God did? Well, she got pregnant. And now then, they're going to have this precious little youngin. Probably, they may already have him by now, I don't know. But very soon, today or something, because she went into labor last night. And so he had to call me and tell me this morning early that that baby's coming into the world. Praise the King. Now, was he fighting the fight of faith? Yes, he was. He's standing on the new covenant. The new covenant, the promises for us are much more awesome than it was in the old covenant. In the new covenant, the King clearly says in John 14, 13 and 14. In fact, John 14, 12. I'm telling you, folks, we don't believe these promises. In John 14, 12, the King made a promise something like this. To anyone that believes in me, Jesus, not only shall you do what I have been doing, but greater things than these that I've done shall you do in my name. Now, did your Bible read something like that?
Very close.
Oh. So wait a minute now. But he didn't quit there, did he? The next verse he said, so therefore ask whatever you ask the Father in my name. It'll be yours. So anything you ask in my name shall be yours. Now, does he give you a double or a triple whammy right there in three verses in John 14, 12, 13, and 14? Now, what is it about those three verses that you and me as Christians do not understand? That is part of our new covenant. What did he say you could ask for? Anything? You really think the King meant that? Then you'd be like a lady walking here the other day said, my mother heard you on the radio, and she heard you saying that if two of us agree about anything, he'll do it. Said, so you go down to that church and have that preacher agree with you that I'll win the lottery this week. I said, ma'am, first of all, when you're led by the Holy Spirit, you're never going to ask God to do something you know that's not his will.
We're going to have to stop right there today on the teaching, but we'll start there again tomorrow. We invite you to join us again tomorrow to hear the continuation of the Good Fight of Faith. If you'd like these teachings in their entirety, if you would contact our ministry center at 940-242-2106, 940-242-2106, or go to the web at www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. And there you can order these teachings as well as many other teachings free and postpaid. We would love to send them to you free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, He is God and Lord of all. And we praise Him and thank Him for the privilege to teach His Word.